The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. We'll begin with this one from First for Women, 10 Brilliant Uses for Hot Water. Well, that's a relatively free commodity. Savvy Solutions with the Steamy Liquid. First, Reveal Beautiful Skin for Pennies. No need to buy pricey products for a gorgeous complexion. Simply soak a washcloth in hot water, wring it out, and drape it over your face for 30 seconds. Remove the washcloth, then cleanse your skin as usual and rinse with cool water. The steam helps cleanser dissolve the deepest clogs by opening pores. Then the cool water seals them again, leaving you with a clear complexion. Next, eliminate clumps in mascara while in the middle of applying your makeup before heading to your sister's birthday bash. You find your mascara is a bit clumpy. To make it usable again, soak the tube in a cup of hot water for a few minutes before applying. The heat thins out the mascara so it won't clump. This trick works great for clumpy liquid eyeliner too. So you don't actually add the water to the tube, you soak the tube in the water. 3. Extend the life of honey. The last drops of honey stuck to the bottom of the container don't have to go to waste. Use the sweet stuff to make a simple syrup for tea or cocktails. Add hot water, the same amount that you have of honey, so it's a 1-to-1 ratio. Close the lid and shake. The hot water will thin the honey so it's still usable. Stored in the fridge, the syrup will stay fresh for weeks. 4. Avoid mushy noodles. Your baked ziti is always a hit, but the noodles often come out gummy. The fix? Cover the dry pasta with hot water, then let it soak for 30 minutes while you prepare the sauce. Drain well and assemble the casserole per your recipe. Unlike parboiling, which can overcook noodles, this method hydrates starches just enough to soften to a perfect texture. 5. Stop an insect bite from itching. Can't stop scratching at the welts from a bug bite? To nix the itch, run bites under hot water for 5 seconds. This will overload the network of nerves in the skin that cause itching, stop the urge to scratch for up to 3 hours. 6. Revive a droopy flower arrangement. The florist trick for wilted blooms: submerge stems in a vase of hot water, at least 110 degrees, until blooms perk up. Then return them to a vase of fresh, cool water. Hot water is absorbed more quickly to quench dehydrated blooms and restores the stem's resilience. Note, try this only on wilted flowers. New blooms hate the heat. 7. Refresh a catnip toy. Mittens usually goes crazy for her catnip mouse, but lately she doesn't seem to have much interest. It may be that it no longer has much of the scent she normally can't get enough of when she plays. What can help without having to buy a new one? Soak the toy in hot water for a few minutes. The water allows the catnip oils to recirculate like they're new. 8. Effortlessly open a stuck glass jar. The next time the vacuum seal is so tight you can't open a jar, try this. Fill a bowl about 1/3 of the way with hot water. Set the jar upside down inside the bowl for a few minutes. Inverting the jar so the food presses against the lid reduces pressure in the jar, and the heat causes the metal lid to expand so it can twist off. Next, clear kitchen sink pipes. Kitchen pipes often get clogged when liquid fats from dirty pots and pans go down the drain and harden inside the plumbing. To clear them easily, pour hot, not boiling, water down your kitchen sink. It melts the grease, plus dislodges and moves the gunk down the pipe to avoid major blockages. And last, and easily slice an ice cream cake. Your squad can't wait for you to serve your homemade ice cream cake, but you forgot to thaw it out. The save? Run your knife under hot water for 15 seconds. This will warm the blade so it slides cleanly and evenly through the cold layers. Repeat as needed until the last piece is served. Next, catch up and cash in. 7 ways to boost your retirement savings. Worried about your financial future? You're not alone. 59% of working women feel behind on retirement savings, according to a Bankrate survey. Here, a finance pro shares ways to grow your nest egg fast. 1. Supersize your 401k. If possible, contribute the full amount you're allowed annually, which is $23,500, an increase of $500 from 2024, says Regina McCann Hess, CFP, that's Certified Financial Planner, an author of How to Become Your Own Financial Hero. Her last name, Hess, H-E-S-S. If you're 50 or older, take advantage of catch-up contributions, an additional $7,500 annually. If you're between 60 and 63, it increases to $11,250. This is a much-needed boost for those who may have started saving later. 2. Learn finance for free. Follow experts like Tiffany Alishe, a.k.a. The Budget Nista, author of Get Good With Money, and host of the Brown Ambition podcast, her last name, A-L-I-C-H-E. She's got easy-to-digest financial tips. Joining a women's finance group online or at a local community center can also be a game-changer. 3. Start a side hustle. Whether selling crafts on Etsy or driving for a rideshare app like Uber, well, we can't do that, extra income now can support you well into retirement. Check out thewaystowealth.com for a list of top-earning side gigs. 4. Hold off on Social Security in your 60s. You can start claiming benefits as early as 62, but this means a permanent 8% penalty reduction for each year you receive benefits, Hess says. However, waiting until age 70 can increase your payout by 8% a year. 5. Cut expenses gradually. I tell my clients to reduce their living expenses by 20 to 40% and to gradually use less of their paycheck, particularly during the 2 years before retiring, says Hess. Even simple swaps like going out to lunch instead of dinner adds up to savings. Next, start a rainy day fund. Got a raise or cost of living increase? Stash that extra cash in a rainy day fund or boost your 401k contribution. You haven't been spending it yet, so saving it is easier. She also suggests the one-third rule. Put one-third into savings, one-third into retirement, and enjoy the rest. And last, pay now, gain later. A Roth 401k could mean more retirement money. Unlike traditional 401ks, contributions are taxed up front, but withdrawals, including earnings, are tax-free, giving you more cash when it matters most. From Good Housekeeping, expert advice, stay chill when the mercury rises. Simple changes can help keep cooling costs in check and make your home more comfortable through the warmest days of summer. They've got some pretty quick and easy things here. First, block out the sun. Use curtains and blinds on windows that receive direct sunlight. If possible, install awnings on south and west-facing windows. Next, fire up the grill. Consider cooking outdoors in the summer, if you can, to avoid heating up your kitchen. An outdoor grill is a game changer for weekend brunch. And turn up the temperature. Follow the U.S. Energy Department's summer indoor temperature recommendation of 75 to 78 degrees. Your air conditioning won't have to work as hard as it would at a lower temperature. Try extra floor fans during heat waves. And then they have a fan recommendation, the Best Breeze. This 12-inch metal tabletop fan from Good Housekeeping has a stylish retro aesthetic. It does look like the old-timey fans. And it comes in 14 fun colors. There are 3 speed settings, and it can be tilted to direct the airflow wherever you need it most. The grill is removable so the blades can be dusted when needed. The lab results say our experts found the fans simple to assemble and appreciated the built-in handle that made it easy to move around. The fan oscillates and has an easy press button to freeze the swivel if desired, said one tester. Beyond its utility, it is very trendy, which is a bonus. It's the Good Housekeeping all-metal 12-inch retro table fan, starting at $70 at Amazon. From First for Women, some simple solutions for around the house. First, turn your closet into a boutique. Want to make your closet more functional? Try color coding your clothes and grouping them by category: shirts, dresses, pants, just like stores do. This simple organization trick makes it easy to find exactly what you're looking for, saving you time and energy. Plus, having everything neatly sorted by color and type creates a visually appealing, clutter-free space that makes getting dressed effortless. And for me, I'll add one more thing. Try on all your clothes. Make sure everything in that closet fits, and if not, get rid of it. It's just taking up space and making it harder for you to find what you're going to wear today. And last, sharpen tweezers in a pinch. Dull tweezers, no problem. Grab an emery board, clamp the tweezers around it, and give it a few gentle pulls back and forth. Repeating this motion will gradually sharpen the edges. Just like that, they're precision ready. No need to splurge on a new pair when you need a quick touch-up. Some women's health advice. First question, can menopause affect cholesterol? Their answer, yes. Menopause is linked to a rise in overall cholesterol as well as increased levels of LDL or bad cholesterol and lower HDL or good cholesterol. And total cholesterol levels peak for women at age 55 to 65, according to research in U.S. Cardiology Review. That's because estrogen helps keep cholesterol in check, and cholesterol levels rise when estrogen drops during menopause. The good news? Lifestyle choices can impact your levels. In fact, Canadian researchers found that eating one daily serving of beans, chickpeas, lentils, or peas can lower LDL cholesterol. Question, does cranberry prevent UTIs? Their answer, according to a meta-analysis in the journal European Urology Focus, it's a resounding yes. Australian researchers found that people who regularly consumed cranberry juice, or in some cases took cranberry pills, were 54% less likely to develop urinary tract infections, or UTIs, than those who didn't. Cranberries contain compounds called proanthocyanidins that prevent infection-causing bacteria from sticking to the urethra and bladder. If you're prone to UTIs, look for pure cranberry juice without too much added sugar and drink 1 8-ounce glass a day. And the last question, what's a natural remedy for fibrocystic breast tenderness? Their answer, between 30 and 60% of women experience painful breast changes just before menstruation. Although it's a common symptom, I don't have to tell you. It can be uncomfortable. But I can suggest a few remedies. For quick relief, try applying a cool compress to tender areas. And a curious study of 126 women with fibrocystic breasts found that both evening primrose oil, 1,000 milligrams twice a day, and vitamin E, 400 milligrams once a day, significantly improved breast pain when used alone, and they worked even better when used together. Some more simple life solutions. Surprising upside of a good night's sleep. You know getting your Z's can boost immunity, speed slimming, and lift mood. And now research shows it can also banish anxious thoughts. A study in the journal PNAS found that well-established subjects were better able to regulate bad memories than those who were sleep-deprived. That's because the brain region that quiets intrusive thoughts doesn't function properly without enough sleep. For proven ways to improve your sleep, well, we've got articles every week. Yoga for brain health. Women are twice as likely as men to develop Alzheimer's disease, and new research suggests that practicing Kundalini yoga, which involves breath work and repetition of affirmations, may reduce that risk. In a translational psychiatry study of women over 50, those who took weekly classes for 12 weeks improved in areas of memory function. To find free workouts, search on YouTube for Kundalini Yoga. I will spell that Kundalini. And yoga is Yoga. And a self-esteem booster, physical affection. Next time you need a confidence boost, a gentle hug from your person could be the fix you're looking for. A study in the Journal of Sex Research found that the more women experience displays of physical affection, such as holding hands or hugging a partner, the better they felt about their bodies. Why? Previous research has shown a link between stress and lower self-esteem, and physical touch is well known to ease stress. It's also a proven way to boost relationship satisfaction. From First for Women, question, what's the best way to ease anxiety without medication? Their answer, aside from therapy, regular exercise, and carving out time to prioritize your mental health, supplementing with vitamin B6 could be a helpful option to combat anxiety. In a study published in the journal Human Psychopharmacology, participants who took vitamin B6 daily for about a month reported lower levels of anxiety. That's because vitamin B6 boosts our brain's production of the calming brain chemical GABA. I recommend supplementing with up to 50 milligrams of vitamin B6 a day, or eating foods rich in the vitamin, like chickpeas, chicken, salmon, and tuna. From First for Women in Focus, spring onions. Fresh, mild bunches are in season now. And did you know this cousin of the scallion contains magnesium, which can ease exercise aches? The mineral may also lower lactic acid absorption, which speeds post-workout recovery. And to make charred onions, heat grill to medium-high, trim roots and loose leaves from one bunch of onions, brush with olive oil, grill for 15 minutes, turning once, season to taste. Well, even I can handle that, right? Not known for my cooking skill. First for Women, brings us this one, bell pepper nachos. They look so pretty on the baking sheet. Active time, 15 minutes. Total time is 30, and this serves 6. Think your gang will miss classic nachos made with chips? Prepare to be surprised. This healthy low-carb version gains rave reviews from everyone in my life, from young nieces and nephews to the football-loving macho guys. Here's what we need, and it's very different. 6 large red, yellow, or orange bell peppers. 1 pound ground turkey, 90% to 94% lean. 1 taco seasoning packet. 3/4 cup black beans, rinsed and drained. 3/4 cup canned or frozen sweet yellow corn, drain, thawed if it's frozen. 1/4 cup sliced jalapenos, optional. 1/2 to 1 cup shredded Mexican cheese blend. And optional toppers, mild or spicy salsa, light sour cream, plain Greek yogurt, chopped scallions or cilantro. Preheat oven to 375. Coat a large baking sheet with nonstick oil spray and set aside. Remove stems and seeds from bell peppers and cut each into quarters. Lay bell pepper chips, they call them chips, it's not, on prepared baking sheet in a single layer with their insides facing up so they're a little bit hollow. In a large heated skillet, brown the turkey until it's cooked through and crumbled. Add the taco seasoning and about 2/3 of a cup of water and stir. Then add the black beans, corn, and jalapenos if you're using them. Mix until well combined and heated through. Spoon the turkey bean mixture over the bell pepper pieces or into. Sprinkle on the cheese and bake for about 10 minutes until cheese is melted. Remove baking sheet from the oven and, if desired, top with salsa, pipe on swirls of yogurt or sour cream, and garnish with scallions and cilantro. Salmon with spring veggies. Active time, 20 minutes. Total time is 55, and it serves 4. We need 8 ounces baby carrots, 8 ounces thin asparagus, 4 scallions cut into 1-inch pieces, 4 4-ounce skinless salmon fillets, 1/4 teaspoon crushed red pepper, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1 lemon thinly sliced, 2 tablespoons minced chives. Arrange oven rack in the lowest position in the oven, then heat it to 400. Line a rimmed baking sheet with 25 by 15 inch sheet of parchment paper in microwave safe bowl. Cover carrots and asparagus with water. Microwave until just tender, 2 to 3 minutes. Drain. Rinse under cold water and drain again. Place scallions and vegetables on parchment. Arrange salmon on top. Sprinkle with 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1/4 teaspoon pepper, and the crushed red pepper. Fold and crimp the paper over the salmon to seal. Bake until the salmon flakes easily. You can press on the salmon through the paper to test for doneness, about 20 to 25 minutes. Carefully open the parchment and transfer to plates. Top with lemon and chives. Creamy carrot ginger bisque. I know we're getting out of soup weather, but I like soup year-round. Active time, 20 minutes. Total time, 1 hour and 20, and this serves 4. It says, to make it heartier, you can stir in shredded cooked chicken or top it with sautéed shrimp. But to keep it just vegetable, 1 tablespoon oil, 1 pound of carrots cut into 1-inch pieces, 2 ribs of celery cut into 1-inch pieces, 2 leeks, white and light green parts only, halved, cleaned, sliced. 2 tablespoons chopped peeled fresh ginger, 3/4 teaspoon curry powder, 1/2 teaspoon dried thyme, 2 14.5-ounce cans of lower sodium chicken broth, 1/2 cup heavy cream plus additional for garnish, 2 tablespoons honey, 1 tablespoon chopped fresh dill. In a large pot, heat oil over medium heat. Add the carrots, celery, leeks, ginger, curry powder, dried thyme, and 1/2 teaspoon salt. Cook, stirring often until vegetables start to soften, 4 to 5 minutes. Add broth and 1.5 cups water. Cover, simmer until vegetables are very tender, about 45 minutes. Let cool slightly. In batches, in blender, puree soup. Return to the pot. Over low heat, stir in 1/2 cup cream and honey. Cook until heated through. Transfer to serving bowls. Drizzle with additional cream and sprinkle with dill. From First for Women, cookie crust lemon bars. Active time, 30 minutes. Total time, 4 hours 15, but that's not at all active at all time. And serves 12. Lemon lovers are sure to be sweet on these citrusy squares that will brighten up any day. We need 1/3 cup plus 1/2 cup all-purpose flour. So we're going to use flour twice. half of a 16.5-ounce tube of refrigerated sugar cookie dough, 7 eggs, 1 3/4 cups granulated sugar, 2 teaspoons grated lemon zest, 1 cup lemon juice from about 6 lemons, 1/2 teaspoon baking powder, and 2 tablespoons powdered sugar or confectioner's sugar. Heat oven to 325. Line a 13x9-inch baking pan with enough foil to overhang the sides by 2 inches. Coat with nonstick cooking spray. In a bowl, knead 1/3 cup of flour and 1/4 teaspoon salt into the cookie dough. Then press it into the bottom of the pan. Prick all over with the fork. Bake until golden, 13 to 15 minutes. Transfer to a rack and let it cool completely. Go take your shower. In a bowl, whisk eggs with granulated sugar. Stir in lemon zest and juice. In a bowl, combine remaining 1/2 cup flour with baking powder. Sift over the eggs. Whisk until combined, then pour over the crust. Bake until filling is set, 30 to 35 minutes. Transfer to a rack, let cool, cover, chill. Cut into squares and sprinkle with confectioner's sugar. Lemon lovers everywhere will like that. Some simple wellness solutions as we have time. A good reason to take a hot bath. Soaking in a tub is so relaxing. And now British research reveals it's a boon for women with type 2 diabetes. In the study, patients who regularly took hot baths saw improvements in insulin sensitivity. Why? The researchers theorize that repeated hot water immersions boost the production of GLP-1, a hormone that helps the body use insulin efficiently. Note, hot soaks can lower blood pressure, so check with your doctor first if you have a history of heart disease. Food swaps that fight pain. Replacing refined carbs, sugar, and saturated fats with whole foods can ease chronic pain, say scientists in nutrition research. They found that pain levels were up to 48% lower in women who ate the most high-quality core foods, such as fruits, veggies, and unsaturated fats, compared to those who ate the least. Credit goes to inflammation-fighting compounds found in those foods. And the percentage of women who skipped a doctor's visit last year because the financial cost was too high, this is sad. 21%. It's important to get your checkups. That's all I'm going to say. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. We hope that you enjoyed it, and be sure and listen next time. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired, but anybody can listen. Ladies Magazines available as a podcast on our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, it's our all-purpose number, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Catch you next time.